There's a war coming. A terrible war.
Welcome to Gothamized, a completely unofficial podcast where we celebrate all things Batman and take you through the new series, Gotham. I am, of course, Batman.
I'm Balloon Man!
Blue Man?
Balloon Man.
Ah, you're the Balloon Man. I was going to tell you to say that, but I knew you'd planned it for weeks.
Balloon
Man.
Well,
1 week, right?
I kill with balloons!
That's terrifying.
I know, on balloons.
Can you imagine just floating away really slowly?
I just thought of another pretentious title. Balloons, the deadliest weapon.
They're not, though. It's incorrect.
I know.
Because you can pop them.
I know, but not if you don't have a gun.
The only balloon that would be scary is like a metal balloon. You can't
pop
it.
You mean... clearly a lead balloon. Duh.
Yeah. Well, that song would be scarier if it was lead balloons, like 99 lead balloons. Do you know that song?
It'd be better if you would call like Lead Balloon Man.
Right? 99 lead balloons, they make you fly really high and hard
to pop.
No,
you're
not.
You're fucking mixing that with something.
No.
Else.
Is that, you know that song?
Yes, sure.
99 lead balloons.
Yes.
Yeah.
Look that up and play it.
Isn't that Superman's, Superman's, you know, Achilles heel is lead?
No, it's kryptonite.
Yeah, I know. Dickhead. Obviously, kryptonite's not...
It's like kryptonite balloons. Maybe you could do that.
Yeah, that'd be like Batman. It's like, I've got an idea. This happened in Gotham once. I'm doing like, I'm trying to do what's his face?
Kevin Conroy.
Kevin Conroy.
All right.
I keep wanting to say Kevin Crowthorne, but that's
why? That's a character.
That's a character I created.
Yeah, I know.
That doesn't exist. Yeah.
You've Crowthorne. Become him now.
I know.
No, I'd love it if you became Gilbert.
Gilbert. Yeah. That's another one of my characters. No one knows about, so we should stop talking about him.
Oh.
People just think I'm like making like characters out of clay and giving them
But
names.
I love the premise of Gilbert.
It's pretty silly.
Yeah, it's you're a detective
I'm
in
a
Paris
French detective.
That it fights invisible enemies. Yeah. Pretty much like Sarkozy's policies.
Yeah. And it could be really easy to shoot, as we saw. Yeah. In one night, you got the whole story there.
Oh, that's brilliant.
I still have the footage for that. I could re-edit it.
Yeah, you should.
Because the first time I edited it, it was a bit crappy because the sound's all messed up because it was on the old PC.
Mm.
And it just didn't sound right. If you play it on the Mac, the same file is just messed up.
Really?
Yeah, you can barely hear the voice. Anyway, why am I talking about this? Balloon Man.
Yeah.
That guy, we're going to talk about him in a little while. Because we saw the episode, the new episode of Gotham.
Yes.
Which we'll talk about. And then we've got a few Batman-related topics.
Do we?
A bit later on. But for now...
Yes.
Previously on Gotham... Alfred. Sorry. No, I still need to work on my Kevin Conroy.
Oh, dear. Alfred.
Oi! Look at this guy. What is with this guy? He's like sword fighting a child the house.
It's so silly.
Oh, but they tried to
Did
have...
they pick him up straight from like London Bridge or something? Like
he was literally under that bridge.
Yeah, he's just
he was like, Sean! What? We got a show for you. Got an audition. What? It's like a Monty Python sketch. And then like he kills the guy who was actually meant to do the audition. And he took over.
Who told him to do a Cockney accent? Seriously, who said, oh yes, you're a very upper class British, you know,
butler
servant. And you have you seen Downton Abbey? Have you? You have. Good. Nothing like it.
I think Sean Pertwee is being directed by Ridley Scott. is what I think happened.
I can't understand a word you're saying.
Who's that? That's like a weird Northern.
I can't understand you. All right, so I fuck it, get it right. All right, none of this posh shit. Right, I want you to give me a proper fucking East London accent.
He's been, you know, taught by Ridley.
Yeah.
And Christian Bale as well. Oh, you fucking idiot!
Christian Bale's never done an East London accent.
Yeah, he has. That's his accent.
No, he's not.
You remember on the set of Terminator, where he was like, "Fuck you." I don't know. It didn't sound.
That's an American trying to do like a British accent. Oh, dear.
You're walking around. La, 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 la. You remember that shit?
Yeah.
Good times. All right, you're the butler, right? No. That's the coaching sessions for this butler of ours. God damn it, Gotham. Okay, where do we start with this episode? Well, first episode was kind of like lukewarm. It's like, meh. Second episode, I kind of liked it. I thought it had like more shape to it. Nothing could prepare me
for the third episode.
For this third episode.
I kind of called it in the...
Did you?
Yeah. I kind of called it last time. I said they'll probably go two different ways, you know. They'll go more cinematic or they'll go ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah.
And they went ridiculous. And I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying that they've picked a direction, it seems. And they it's still scattered in the sense that you have loads of unnecessary storylines all happening all at the same time. That very rarely sort of intersect in any kind of meaningful way. But at the same time, I enjoyed the villain. I know you didn't, all right? I enjoyed the villain of this one because it sets up a bigger premise, which is, you know, vigilante, justice.
But it completely gave up on the plot from the episode before. I wanted to see the fucking doll maker.
No, this is the thing.
I know they've gone sideways.
But look, this is an arc. They're gonna arc out one way, then another way, then another way, and then what they'll do to make it the kind of shock factor is it'll be like, oh my god, so and so was, you know, in charge.
I know, but the last episode was pretty dark. It's like someone getting the eyes crashed out. There's like the suggestion
I was enjoying that as well, but it was just not... It was still so unfocused.
It was still unfocused.
And that annoyed me.
More than this. I mean, wow.
Yeah, but it's like unfocused and ridiculous kind of go together a bit.
But I don't think that... It's not like the old Batman TV series.
No.
They knew exactly what they were doing.
Yeah.
Whereas here, I don't think they know how
they're
silly
just
they're being.
Dumb. The police are literally just dumb. They literally had to talk to the guy who got the balloon stolen from him to realize that when a balloon goes up and up and up, eventually it pops.
It pops, yeah.
And when it pops, they come back down.
On old ladies walking their dog. That's so fucking stupid.
I really like that. I really liked that.
They didn't look for him?
Look, the second murder, I really enjoyed that. Because you had this, you know, decorated police officer.
Yeah.
Who's
a douchebag.
Yeah, who's a complete douchebag. Clearly corrupt. Reminded me of the guy who says, "I ain't got time to bleed." From Predator.
All right.
Right.
Yeah.
And he's just robbing people on the street.
Yeah,
just robbing people on the street, being the exact opposite of a cop, and gets his just deserves by being shot up into the air.
it's nonsense.
It is nonsense.
Even that doesn't make sense.
It was fun.
Because then there's one bit. Where near the end,
there's no all right. You're
the
right.
The balloon man strikes again.
Yes,
but Gordon jumps on the guy.
Yes.
To try and help him down. Which, first of all, well done, Gordon. That's the dumbest thing ever. You've got a gun. You can shoot the balloon. No, he jumps and then just it's like, well, that's it. That's my contribution to this episode.
Yeah.
I jumped on the guy when
Bullock,
I could've...
Please help me.
Bullock saves his ass again.
Yeah.
And they fall from like miles down. Yeah. But it's like a little bump on the car.
There, yeah. You know. And they're fine.
So there's that. The whole balloon man thing is just a joke.
I know it is. I mean, you could have just shot them. Like, it's like there are easier ways. I don't know why you had to use a balloon specifically.
There's creepier ways.
You know. Better ways. Yeah, there are better ways. But.
Because they take that character seriously.
It was a surprise. It was a
surprise.
A silly surprise, but you know.
But that's not even the worst thing about that episode.
Come on, think of the Joker, right? Yeah. Think of the Joker and think of the elaborate ways he comes up with, you know, to kill people.
But he's a Joker.
I know, but I'm just saying that you don't have to be the Joker to have a bit of creativity in your crime, all right?
Yeah, but it's... Sure. Just saying. Balloons.
What if the guy who used the balloons,
yes,
becomes the Joker?
Yeah, there's no way that's it. He's like this rubbish villain. He's worse than like Calendar Man or anyone like that. The ventriloquist could kick his ass. Because Scarface, the little puppet, has a fucking gun.
Yeah,
that could pop all these balloons. Although if he hangs the puppet, like, if he attaches the puppet to a balloon and the puppet flies away, the ventriloquist would just lose his mind.
Yeah,
again.
That's true. Yeah.
He'd be like, ah!
It's like taking away Harvey Dent's coin.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Which happens in every time. Yeah. You just throw a bunch of coin at him.
Yeah. I love that. I really love that bit where
he never
goes throw coins in the air.
Isn't there one episode, like, the animated series, like, oh, I had one in my pocket? Yeah. You know, I don't know. Where he learns from that mistake. No, probably not. But that wasn't the worst thing. Like, the balloon man thing, I get it. Like,
okay.
It stands out. It makes the episode stand out. So
yeah.
It's one thing.
And it's an appropriate title.
Okay. Is that what the episode was called?
Yeah, the episode was called Balloon Man.
Yeah, you're right, actually. Remember on the news when they're like, Gotham Police pops Balloon Man's plan or some bullshit like that. It's just like, oh, facepalm. But then what else happens? They still do the same thing where they try to cram in all these plots together, all these characters.
Yeah, unfortunately. And now I talked about this, maybe not last time, but with you. It's, I think what's going on is it's sort of advert culture type cable TV.
Yeah.
Because what you kind of have to do before every advert break is you've got to touch on all the different storylines. So you've got to see Gordon doing something, you've got to see the villain doing something, you've got to see maybe a corrupt officer or, you
but
know,
it's the same
you
scenes.
Need to see Falcone or Fish Mooney or someone
it feels like
doing
shot...
crime thingies, and then you have an advert and then you've got to do that all over again.
Yeah, but it's annoying, it's boring. Like, it feels like they've shot the whole season, like, in one day.
No, like, they probably did shoot loads already and then edited it all together.
It just feels so cheap, though. Like, again, we spend some time with Fish Mooney acting all tough and eating again.
Yeah, no, she's always eating.
She's, like, eating and being, like, intimidating in the club. She's like, we've seen that location. We've seen the club 1,000 times. It's boring.
I just don't think it's necessary to go see her again, because the thing is that all they're doing is giving her even more justification to take down Falcone, and it's just like, we know about that already. Also, I think the most frustrating point is when you're in a good scene, like with Penguin, for example, and you're enjoying that scene, you're like, oh great, oh, he's just murdered someone, all right, this is brilliant, he's rising to power, like, slowly, and you're seeing how he's doing it, and that's great, and then they fucking cut away to another story, and you're like, I was into that.
Although I felt...
why'd they change the channel?
Even though, like, Penguin probably is still the best thing in those episodes, I think they kind of messed it up in this one, where it's just like...
Okay.
So you see him kill someone, it's kind of cool, I guess.
Yeah.
But, like, he comes off the bus and he makes, like, a quip that's just kind of cheesy.
He's creepy. He's like, you know.
Yeah, but it was, like, clearly to the camera. It was like, well, here we go. I don't know what the fuck he said. And then he kills someone. And then he gets a job as a dishwasher.
Yeah.
He kills someone for their shoes, doesn't he?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which is...
He asked them, what size shoes are you?
They're stupid. Why? I understand.
I know, like, he couldn't rob them off out of a shoe shop. He had to kill someone just to get the shoe.
That's when I started going, oh my god, they've just gone off the rails now.
Yeah, they're like, he has to kill someone an episode.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
At least one person per episode.
They're just like, they run out of ideas. Like, why would he kill this guy? Shoes. One guy just ran in saying shoes. It's the same guy who went like, balloon.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, damn it.
This is Jeff's episode. You know, yeah, like yeah. out of all the writers who are like writing, they're like,
yeah.
Oh, let Jeff have the third episode.
Special guest Jeff. God damn
what
it.
Do you want to call it, Jeff? Balloon Man.
All right.
Oh, fucking hell. Why did we let Jeff do these?
At least if the balloon pops and it's like, it pops like blood. Like, what if it was something like that? The balloon man. He attaches you with like a needle to a balloon and it flies up and it drains you of your blood. Then
what?
The balloon pops and it's like blood. That's at least gory and fucked up.
No, it's no. No, leave it alone.
Because then they fall down and they're all
keep
white.
Keep it simple.
No.
Keep it simple. All right? You've got to keep it.
It's not imaginative.
I know.
It's not. Oh, anyway, forget
I
the balloon.
I don't mind ridiculous.
Forget. I mind ridiculous. Because we've got ridiculous. We've got fucking Adam West.
What he probably should have done was painted a message on the balloon. Okay.
Okay.
That's what he should have done. He should have painted some kind of message like
the Riddler.
Attached, corrupt police officer or something. Like,
yeah,
attached,
yeah.
Corrupt cop.
Yeah.
Right? Like, and that's, you know, when the lieutenant goes up and like a bunch of people see it. They look up and they see the sign and it's like, it has like a justification for him to use balloons.
No, but it's not even how you do that character properly in a TV series.
No, like, no.
If you wanted to have some kind of impact.
No, but it's only in one episode.
I know, but you can do it in one episode. Just make it cool. Like, opening scene, there's a bunch of like corrupt policemen. You go around town and you see all these corrupt assholes and then you kind of cut to like a wide shot and there's like all these balloons flying up and there's like people screaming and shit. Cut to Gotham, motherfuckers. That's how you do it. Like this vision of like just people screaming and shit.
Yeah.
Like flying into the air. It's pretty awesome.
You and
it's
your
like
fucking Tim Burton.
No. I'm just saying. Visually it's more interesting than he's going up very slowly. But anyway, the whole penguin thing.
Yeah.
Then he gets a job as a dishwasher and then we meet the other mafioso.
Maroni.
Who,
Don Maroni.
Yeah. Who is... He's okay. I mean, he's intimidating mobster.
He's a very cheesy, stereotypical Italian mobster.
Yeah. But whatever. I mean, that works, I guess. And the penguin story kind of... It ends with him just showing up at Gordon's door. It's like, ding dong, here I am.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Well, I know why they're doing it. They're doing it because they're like, oh, you'll watch the next episode now because you'll want to see the confrontation.
And he's dressed as a penguin.
Yeah, he is.
But it's not going to be like a really kind of slow rise to power.
No top hat.
He's already like, no top hat yet. Or monocle.
Yeah.
He's not dressed like Mr. Peanut yet. Like a fat Mr. Peanut.
No.
But I don't know. It just seemed like, already he's at the guy's door. All right, fine. Like, it felt like it would have been a good opportunity to have him, like, I know I'm going...
I thought they were going to do it slowly.
Yeah.
Like, slow rise to power.
I know.
But no, I think they're going to charge ahead.
Now, I know what you're going to say. You're going to say, Adam, forget Tim Burton.
Yeah.
But that would have been a good opportunity to have him, because he's hiding out.
Yeah.
Go live in the fucking sewers. That would have been a new location, an interesting location, rather than fucking, let's go to the police station.
No, look,
let's have a long, boring scene with Gordon's wife and her lesbian partner yesteryear.
They introduced that this episode, didn't they?
This was retarded.
Oh, I love it.
It's so dumb.
Yes.
It's the kind of thing...
Gordon's that good. He turned her.
Oh, my God. That's offensive. In so many
I know
ways.
It is.
But that's what they're
I'm
doing.
I'm not the one who's making that out.
I know.
They're the ones who are suggesting
but
that.
But it's the kind of thing that heroes try to do, like, after four seasons where everyone was like, stop watching that show. They were like, well, we need some ratings somehow. Yeah. It's just like, lesbian love interest.
Yeah.
It's just like, yeah, but is that really what, like, someone's sexuality, is that really what we should be concerned about in a Batman TV series? No. It works in something like, you know, Skins or I don't know what people watch these days.
I don't know. I mean, I know what they wanted to do. They just basically wanted...
Wrong show.
No, I get it, but it's... Look, the main point is, doesn't matter what's in that storyline, it's unnecessary. Those two guys, the crime guys, major crime guys, right?
Yeah, oh, God.
They're just so unnecessary.
They're so annoying.
Right? That's what I'm saying. It's like we have too many storylines.
There's too many characters, right? Too many stories.
And we need to build up to that. Like, you need to introduce that maybe 8 episodes in.
Basically, all they do is they show up halfway through the episode and they're like, Gordon, you're a bad man. And then later on, it's proven that he's not. And they're like...
Well, they've done this twice already.
Yeah, maybe 3 times. Yeah. And then they fizzle away.
Yeah.
We never hear from them again.
Yeah, we don't follow them or hear for them again until...
Fucking useless.
Yeah, I know.
And again, we have to sit through a scene with annoying Barbara Gordon and that woman talking in the
Barbara
apartment.
She's not Barbara Gordon yet. They're not married yet, I don't think.
Oh, sorry. Barbara Keane or whatever it is. But those two... ladies talking in that apartment, and it's boring and what they're saying is stupid. It's irrelevant to anything else that's happening. And you know,
it's just so
I'm not against, like, you know, you can have like lesbian characters, that'd be great.
Oh yeah, no it's not that, it's just the
clumsy way in which they handled it,
exactly.
And just how irrelevant it just is. You know, it's like suddenly it's like, oh, the Joker is having a homosexual experience. It's like, I don't care.
Yeah.
Like, can't he just, like, explode a building or something? Like, do some... And Batman can come and stop him? I don't know. It just seemed, like, very childish and kind of desperate for attention. Any sort of... You know they want the press to be like, oh,
yeah,
steamy scene in Gotham this week. And it's just like, yeah, but was it a good scene? No.
No.
Yeah, and maybe it's the
it makes me realize
the actresses as well that are not very good.
Unfortunately, it makes me realize the way they've edited this together that there are quite a few unnecessary parts to it.
So many,
and it makes me think that actually there should be like a web version of this series. That is basically called Gotham Abridged, and it's just the main storyline.
Yeah,
it's like it's none of the side bits. It's just the main storyline.
No, and none of that shit. Catwoman stealing milk.
Yeah,
that's not important.
Yeah. None of all that. Like, you stick with Gordon pretty much throughout.
No sword fighting. Forget that.
Or maybe Gordon, Falcone, and Penguin. I think those three, maybe.
Yeah, because like one episode ago, Falcone, it was like, this dangerous man. This episode does nothing.
No.
Not really.
No, he's fairly unnecessary at the moment.
We're too much too concerned about balloons to be worrying about a plot. Sorry.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, the suggestion they make is that this is just the first of, you know, a long line of new villains that are popping up. And if that's the case, fine, bring them on. Like, if they're all like balloon people, then I think Gotham's okay. Like, it's not going to be a big, like, you know, the prophetic war that Penguin keeps talking about.
Yeah.
Can he see the future? I'm getting that vibe that they're giving him a superpower.
Who?
Penguin.
Penguin?
When every time you see him, he's just like, I've seen it! The future!
Yeah, that's weird, isn't it? I thought
What's that about?
I thought it was just that he knows because Fish Mooney and Falcone, they're going to go to war with each other at some point. I thought that's what he was referring to.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's gone a bit like, you know, Prophet.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like...
There's a war coming.
Yeah. The world is nigh.
Yeah. Like, the world.
What the fuck happened with you?
Yeah, I know. And Catwoman as well has superpowers, apparently, from the episode before, where they were like, I see in the dark. And it's just like, how? I see in the dark.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a belligerent child, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's
just like, they don't even have explanations for anything in this show. White balloons, shut up! I don't know.
I love that.
It was just a very And I mean, and we haven't even talked about Gordon because what does he do in this episode? Him and Bullock. I know Bullock has like a sandwich at one point, or like.
No, I can't.
There's another montage that pissed me off as well. Yeah. What are these fucking like jokey police doing police things montage? We've had three of those. It's like him having a, like a hot dog and looking at the other one. It's like,
This stupid joke. Stupid joke. It's like, oh, what did you learn? I was hungry. It's just, fuck's sake.
So, and he makes that face. Gordon makes that,
odd couple.
You're a bad boy. Oh, you know, he's so corny. And this episode was ass. I'm sorry. I know this show is called Gotham Heist, but...
I enjoyed the balloon, man. I'm sorry. I still enjoyed it because it was silly and ridiculous. And I can at least enjoy that. I don't have to be ultra critical about it.
I know. You know? But it's just disappointing because I enjoyed the last episode as a show.
I know what you mean.
Yeah. This is just a leap. But it's not even a conscious leap. They weren't like, let's make this one goofy and fun. They were like, let's make this one good. And they failed. So, and it turned out to be, you know, enjoyably silly, but in kind of a, like, train wreck kind of way. I felt it was a bit embarrassing, actually, that this is the third episode of a show, and already I'm, like, getting season four heroes flashback.
Oh, no. Like,
yeah, so I'm a bit worried. I'm a bit worried.
We'll see. Because it so drastically changes from episode to episode. Yeah. Let's see what the next one is.
Yeah, I guess, now it's like I'm expecting anything.
Well, they could set up the entire Penguin premise now in the next one.
Yeah, just go back to darker stuff, please, because you're not very good at, you know, balloons.
Yeah.
Was the Riddler in that episode? Did he pop up at one point? I don't remember.
I don't think he did.
No?
I don't think so. Or I don't remember him. I don't remember him being there.
They don't feel the need to include Ivy anymore, I think. I don't think she's going to be like a recurring character.
Maybe not. Maybe it was just a name drop.
Yeah. An early name drop.
And they might do that a lot, you know. They might just name drop a lot of different people.
Yeah.
Just so you go, oh, I know who that is. I know because I know Batman.
Oh, you reminded me of something.
Yes.
Professor Pig is not in this episode.
No, I know that. I said that. You freaking retard.
Why is there a man with a pig mask?
Yes.
If Professor Pig isn't in this episode. Just saying.
I don't care what you say.
It's like you've got a guy with like half of his face is messed up. And you're like, oh, it's Two-Face. And then turns out, no, it's, you know, Pavement Man. And he's just like, oh, right. Okay.
You're the one who was hoping it was Professor Pig.
Maybe Balloon Man becomes Professor Pig.
No.
Which I don't know why.
How? Why?
Because it's, you know, a silly character name. It's just like, now I've gone from balloon to pigs.
We know that one of the main arcs of this series, which I haven't even touched upon
properly. Maybe there's a transition with, like, big balloons, Jimmy.
Is Arkham.
Picture this.
Is Arkham.
Big balloons. Sorry. You're actually talking about the plot, yeah.
I'm slightly looking forward to them getting to Arkham.
Well, they've built it up enough. Yeah. Like, Arkham.
Yeah. Arkham. So I'm hoping that becomes
I just figured out something. Arkham.
Yeah.
Professor Pig runs Arkham.
Fucking hell, no.
Arkham.
Shut up.
Arkham.
Let's do a connection.
Asylum.
Let's do a connection.
Yeah, okay, fine. Last week, what did we do? We did like Jeff Goldblum.
Oh, yeah.
Other people. There's no other people than
Jeff Goldblum. I want you to connect.
You're just looking around at the
No. I want you to connect. Apocalypse Now.
What? Okay, yeah. Like a whole movie? No. Okay.
No, well, anyone in that film. You've got some big names there.
I'll try with Marlon Brando.
Oh, yeah. There we go.
Marlon Brando was in The Island of Dr. Moreau with Val Kilmer. There you go.
Oh, fucking hell. That's easy.
What?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Actually, Val Kilmer, funny story, declined being in Batman and Robin because he was shooting The Island of Dr. Moreau.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Which apparently he was a pain in the ass on the shoot of that film. Because he was a bit of a diva.
Oh, what? Day, yeah. Brando wasn't enough.
Yeah, I know. You had like two of the biggest divas in the same movie. Yeah. Which is why it failed.
Really?
Miserably.
Don't say.
Yeah. It's pretty awesome, though.
Yeah.
That movie, man. There's like a scene where Marlon Brando, who is like huge.
Yeah.
He's like wearing a muumuu. And he's got like a funny hat. And he's like pale white makeup. And he's like playing the piano. And there's like a tiny little man. A little bald man, like playing the smaller piano on top of the piano. It's adorable. They're playing together. And there's like lion people and shit. It's fucked up, that movie. I like it.
Oh, dear.
Anyway, Val Kilmer. Was that a good choice? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's still a better choice than Batman Robin.
Yeah.
Although, no. I think George Clooney's actually fitting to that movie. He's like so bad.
Oh,
he actually makes sense.
I feel bad for him. I really do.
I don't. He was Batman.
I know.
Anyone who was Batman.
He's in a shit film. I mean, like.
He's in a shit film. But it's kind of awesome in its own way.
No, it's not.
And he was Batman. He was Batman.
Yeah.
He made his first appearance at Comic-Con this year.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
For Tomorrowland, which is a new Disney
not as Batman.
Sci-fi film. No. But I think he made the joke or two about Batman and Robin. It's like, sorry for that. I think so. Something like that. But yeah, Arkham, yeah, something to look forward to that should lead us back into darker territory.
Yeah.
Or sillier villains. Who knows? Oh,
we'll
look.
We'll see.
Look, it's the cupboard. And it's a man who's just like, he's got like, I don't know, part of his coat is like shaped like a cupboard and he opens it.
Yeah.
And every time it's like different things. Yeah, the cupboard. Any other, like, another villain?
Another villain, like a silly, a ridiculous.
Like a shit villain, yeah.
Shit villain.
The light bulb! I don't know, like his head glows every
time. No, you kind of gave me sort of like... Furniture man. He can become he can disguise himself as any piece of furniture.
That's pretty good. Even the doorknob somehow.
Yeah. I don't know. Just
like you open
door.
The door, he's like, ow. Oh.
That's my knob.
What's my dick? Yeah, just the worst Batman villain ever. Furniture man. You know that's the title of this episode. All right, you need to connect someone to Batman.
Oh, no.
You have to connect. Charlie Chaplin. No, I'm joking.
No, what the fuck?
No,
seriously?
I don't know. It's too difficult. that'd be awesome.
You have to go for the eras, then,
yeah,
don't
I know.
You?
It's a bit far-fetched. Although, for all we know, you know, Adam West as a little boy was in the Charlie Chaplin.
Oh, God.
Too obscure, though.
Yeah.
Let's stick to something. Okay, so you said Apocalypse Now. I'll go with another war movie.
Oh, no. I know which one.
What?
Go on.
You don't know which one.
I think I do, but anyway.
You don't know which one, because I don't know which one. Oh, I'm still trying to figure it out.
The one I was thinking of, I was like, I can't connect it.
I was going to say Wind Talkers, because Nicolas Cage.
Oh, no.
But no.
This is such a I've actually seen that film.
Have you?
It's terrible.
Is it terrible? Yes. Is he bad in it?
Yes.
I really want to see it, because he's in it.
Yeah.
It's one of the few Nicolas Cage films I've avoided. All right. War movie. Black Hawk Down. Don't remember anyone in that. Except Ridley. Ridley!
Oh, no. I do know someone. Oh, no, I don't.
No,
I reckon I know a face in that film.
Too complicated.
I don't know any of the actors, really.
Born on 4th of July is mostly Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
Forget war movies. Fuck that.
Okay.
All right. Something else.
Don't look at my movie collection.
I'm looking at your movie collection. Team America.
Oh!
To Batman. There you go.
Wow!
And you can't use the... You know, the actors
that they're of.
That they are.
Oh, come on, really? No. I can't use Matt Damon to be Matt
Damon. Or Sean Penn. Or
Alec
Baldwin.
Or Kim Jong Un.
I guess. No, it wasn't Kim Jong Un. It was actually Kim Jong Il.
Oh, Kim Jong Il.
You forgot the father existed.
Oh, dear.
I'm so lonely.
Oh, wow.
So all you can really link it to is Trey Parker and Matt Stone. All
right, well, let's go over to South Park then, because that's the obvious thing.
They still don't have any, like...
Isaac Hayes was chef.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Anything else? You have failed.
Has Isaac Hayes worked with anyone?
Of course.
Isaac Hayes. Is Isaac Hayes in Blues Brothers? No, he's not.
Nope.
No. Shit.
Nope.
He's not.
Nope.
I was really hoping he was.
Okay, what other films have Trey Parker and Maston done? There's some with actors.
Although, I only know all the South Park
maybe
stuff.
You don't remember Basketball.
Have you seen Basketball? I have not seen that, no.
You fool. What else was there they did? There's Cannibal the Musical.
Yeah.
But, you know, that only links it to their own stuff.
Yeah. I know they did the stage show Mormon.
Yeah. Book of Mormon. But you don't know the actor or anything.
I know the actor. I don't know any actors.
But, oh.
Does it connect? Does the actor connect? That you know?
Only to fucking Frozen. so unless you... Oh, we could do cartoons. All right, so you suck.
Yeah. What the fuck? I mean, you give me something that's a dead end because they've only done stuff that is not with celebrities.
They only do their own voices.
Yeah.
Come on, they did Orgasmo had a lot of porn stars in that.
I'm sure it's possible.
Yeah.
But it's just like, how am I supposed to know exactly?
All right, try Sean Penn then, because he's technically kind of in Team America.
Oh, right, okay. You're not going to give me the easy Matt Damon then.
No. Sean Penn. Easy. Sean Penn's a good one, because it's easy.
I've not seen many Sean Penn films, I must admit.
I think you have. It's just maybe not as memorable. I can do it one go, but...
Can you?
Yeah, but I'm not going to help you.
Oh.
I'm trying
to think what I remember Sean Penn from. Because do you know what? I always get Sean Penn, and I know this is frustrating.
He's only been around for...
I get Sean Penn mixed up
since
with...
Since the 80s.
I know, but I get Sean Penn mixed up with other actors.
Right.
Like Bacon. And Christian Slater.
Yeah, they're completely different people.
I know they are, but I get them mixed up because... And whenever I see Sean Penn, it's kind of like in a comedy sketch or something.
Really?
Yeah, no, I remember him from a couple of comedy sketches, but I don't remember
apparently his film. Apparently, he's not like that funny at all in real life. He's like really intense.
Yeah. I can imagine that. Like like Harrison Ford kind of seems like that. Yeah.
You know he's going out with Charlize Theron.
Who? Harrison Ford?
No.
Like, what the fuck,
well,
dude?
It's still ludicrous, but it's Sean Penn.
Yeah.
Who is how old? Like 50, 60? Not 60. Know.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
Well, they're going out, so I can go to her.
No.
Damn.
By that logic, you can go to Madonna.
Yeah.
Whoever else he's dated. Okay, Sean Penn.
Yeah, Madonna, Body of Evidence with William Dafoe.
That film. That film sucks.
William Dafoe, and then we've done William Dafoe.
That film sucks. This was the least sexy film I'd ever seen. Like, I sat there as a kid, looking forward to it. I was up at night, quite late. TV turned down the volume.
I
was like, oh, this is a boring courtroom drama.
Yeah.
With some bullshit in between. Who that isn't sexy at all. It's just like, oh, here's Kendall, your buddy. And I was like, ugh. It was messed up.
Oh, you're going to have to help me with Sean Penn.
No, come on.
You're going to have to help me.
Okay,
I'll go
on IMDb. I'll tell you a few movies. I mean, I know U-Turn because it's awesome, but I don't think you've seen U-Turn.
I've not seen many of his films.
I totally have.
Like, he's a blind spot for me.
No, he's Sean motherfucking Penn.
I know he's a famous actor. I can't know every famous actor and all their works.
He's Sean motherfucking Penn. Sorry, I just like saying that.
I'm sure he's worked.
He was in Walter Mitty.
I've not seen Walter Mitty.
But you know who's in it. There's Ben Stiller.
Yeah, but we've done Ben Stiller.
Kristen Wiig.
We haven't got
he was in Gangster Squad, which you haven't seen as well.
I haven't seen.
I gave you the DVD.
I know. With Ryan Gosling.
There you go. Your favorite, you know.
Yeah. Actually, I haven't connected Ryan
Your man crush of the year.
I haven't connected Ryan Gosling. Because it's quite difficult, because he's only done like three films.
You've only connected Ryan Gosling to your sock. Okay, so far.
He's such a good actor. He's such a cool guy.
Yeah. Sorry.
It's so difficult to
stop picturing him naked.
I'm trying
and get to the thing.
He's in Driver with Bryan Cranston.
In Drive, yes.
In Drive with Bryan Cranston.
Yes.
Okay.
That is a good connection, yes.
Bryan Cranston
was in Godzilla.
Was in Godzilla.
For like 5 minutes.
I know, unfortunately. And I can't remember his name.
No, don't go towards to Godzilla. That's a dead end.
Oh, is it not? Oh, I thought.
Well, you've got Ken Watanabe, which is actually pretty good. Yeah,
Ken Watanabe.
Right.
That's who I was trying to think of. Ken Watanabe is in there, and Ken Watanabe.
You're gonna say something stupid, aren't you?
He's in Inception, of course.
I knew you'd go there.
I can't go Caprio, can I? Fuck.
Who directed Inception, genius?
Oh yeah. No,
Chris Nolan. And also, Ken Watanabe was in Batman Begins.
Was he? Yes, of course he was.
He was the guy that, during the marketing of Batman Begins, they made us believe was Ra's al Ghul.
Yeah, that's right.
Do you remember that?
Oh, now it's all coming back.
They were like, oh, Ken Watanabe's been cast as Ra's al Ghul. I was like, really?
Yeah, yeah. No, they did a really good job of
it. Yeah, they did, because I totally believed it.
Yeah.
And then there were like pictures of Ra's al Ghul, and it was
there you go.
Ken Watanabe. And it turns out, no, he's fake Ra's al Ghul.
I got there eventually.
Yeah, I know.
All right, yeah.
So you need to get better at these.
All right. Sean Penn to Gangster Squad with Ryan Gosling with Bryan Cranston, Ken Watanabe.
Yeah.
Batman.
He's just like, and then
fake Ra's al Ghul.
Yeah,
Batman.
Fake Ra's al Ghul. Yeah, okay, there you go. Well done.
Sorry, it always takes me longer.
Yeah, so we talked about Gotham for like 5 minutes and then 45 minutes trying to link Ryan Gosling to Batman. Okay.
Should be Batman.
He should be Batman. But he won't say anything. He'll just be like, I guess that works.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
A good silent Batman? Oh, it'd be brilliant.
Because he's not meant to say much anyway.
No, exactly.
Anyway. You know what time it is?
Something about something being up but also down.
Kind of, a bit later, but what?
A riddle.
No.
Oh.
To the bad poles, Robin.
Oh, I got it in the wrong order.
To the bad poles!
Do it! Jesus.
I get worse at it every time.
Now I just stare at you until you do it. Okay. To the Bat Balls, which is the segment in which we talk about other things Batman related. As if we haven't been doing that anyway.
No.
Bat Balls.
Balloon Man.
No, Balloon Man is behind us, hopefully. What? On my like little script, I wrote Ballon Man. Maybe
the French version.
Yeah. Ballon Man. L'homme ballon. There was some talk about Batman v Superman because of Comic Con.
Yes, of course.
Whatever Comic Con that was. How many Comic Cons are there? Yeah.
12. Well, it's the NY Comic Con.
Yeah, okay. There you go. And they like assured people that Christopher Nolan is still involved. As executive producer.
Really?
Which executive producer
great.
Is
great.
Like, here's money.
Yeah.
But, you know, he's still involved, and apparently he was involved as well in casting Ben Affleck.
I highly doubt that.
Which...
I highly doubt that.
Yeah. It doesn't sound very true, does it?
No.
Even if it is, he was probably like, yeah, I guess he's okay. And then Zack Snyder is like, yay!
No, this all feels like the whole Man of Steel thing again.
Yeah, it's like
where it was just like they had to have Christopher Nolan in all the trailers.
To legitimize it.
Yeah.
But
it's not.
Then I saw that film.
Yeah, I know, but they're not Christopher Nolan films. Okay, this is the thing people need to get right in their minds.
I mean, Man
just because
Steel,
you see his name does not mean you're going to get a Christopher Nolan film.
I mean, Man of Steel was definitely Zack Snyder trying to be.
Isn't
Chris
Christopher
Nolan.
Nolan busy anyway? I mean, come on.
Yeah, Interstellar. I'm looking forward to that. Like more than.
But isn't he busy with all the marketing to do with that at the moment, rather than you know?
Yeah, which shows like a cube walking on the planet. What the fuck is
that? Oh, it looks so cool. I'm so excited for that film.
I missed that in the first trailer.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck? There's like some like metal legs walking.
I know.
And
see,
like,
come on, like look, Christopher Nolan casts good people.
Yeah,
like
McConaughey's really
McConaughey.
Good. I know.
Okay.
I wouldn't have said that like 5 years ago. Like McConaughey like didn't make that many good films.
No, he did a lot of rom com.
Yeah. But like recently he's done so comedies. Many good things that you're just like McConaughey is kind of okay.
You don't know really where at what point in sometimes in someone's career where they can be so picky.
They can be so picky
about their roles that then they can. Okay, that they can then just do whatever they want.
Whatever they
but
want.
But it's very rare.
Very rare.
That early career, people can just pick their roles.
Pick the roles.
Because, you know, like, Jake Gyllenhaal, I think is a great actor. Could you shut the fuck up? He's a great actor. And he had to do, like, a couple of, you know, silly action films. So he could do things like Zodiac. No, that's it. I'm ending this podcast if you don't stop doing
I was being the new Batman villain. McConaughey, man. It's like an Echo and McConaughey. Man. Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
That's what you should have done.
Yeah. Wolf of Wall Street. What were we talking about this?
Well, offer me pills or something.
It's, okay. So we got to McConaughey from Interstellar, and then, so Chris Nolan, I guess, is still involved, but how much? Not very much, I suspect.
Probably as much as M. Night Shyamalan was involved with The Devil.
Yeah. It's just like, Oliveira! It's like, Ridley, please, I'm trying to make a film. I don't know. I think he got the idea from Ridley Scott that just yelled elevator at him. Maybe he was asking Shyamalan to hold the elevator for him. And Shyamalan was just like, that man is the devil. He screamed at me.
And some assistant overheard that, wrote that down.
Yeah, yeah.
Gave it over to a producer for some shitty company.
From the mind of M. Night. From the mind.
That's what they said.
It's so dumb. Yeah. Michael Keaton.
Yes.
He's mentioned, because he's getting loads of Batman questions because of fucking Comic-Con.
He's Birdman now. He's Birdman.
And he said he'd play Batman only on one condition.
What, like old Batman?
Yeah.
Oh, on one condition. So good.
If Tim Burton's direct. He made me so proud. He made the true, like, little goth boy in me very happy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What, so like a true sequel to Batman Returns?
Hell yeah.
Oh.
Well, it won't be a prequel.
No. But I'm saying true sequel, you know, like...
I'm really tiny, shrimp.
Like,
Batman.
No, like, you forget everything in between. Yeah. You just forget everything that's in between, and you do what you want to do.
It'd look weird. Oh, his face would look weird, and that's... Well...
I don't mind. It's mostly an old Batman.
It's mostly the top of Michael Keaton's face that looks weird. The top part.
I don't care if it's a fat old Batman.
No, because he keeps his hair really short for no reason. It doesn't suit him. I liked when he had, like that puffy... like 80s kind of afro. I miss those days.
I just
You have nothing to say about Michael Keaton's afro? Have you seen the Lego movie?
No.
Speaking of Michael Keaton, Lego.
He's not in that.
No, he's not.
No.
You haven't seen Lego movie?
No.
I saw it.
You have?
Yeah.
Any good?
It was quite good.
Why do you bring this up?
The ending was balls, but I thought...
Why do you bring this up? Is Batman in it?
Batman's in it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Lego Batman.
Great. Who plays Lego Batman?
Will Arnett, who is...
Is that someone I can now connect as Batman?
I guess. Well, technically, yeah. You can connect to him.
He's played a Batman in a film. There you go. That qualifies.
That does qualify.
Even if it's a Lego Batman.
You know, well, you don't really watch Arrested Development, but he plays like the magician brother in that.
I do know who that is, though.
There you go.
I do know who that is.
He's really good.
Yeah. No, he is. He's...
And he was very good as Batman in Lego movie. And apparently, it was so good that there's going to be a spin-off. Lego Batman now be out in 2017.
Oh, gee.
And I'm so there.
Why is it that? Why? Why is it we just make something out of Lego and it's just like, that's fine?
Yeah, I know.
I don't understand it. I really don't. Like, there's so many games that are based on other franchises that are just Lego.
Yeah, Lego Harry
Potter.
Just
make the game of the franchise. We don't need the Lego.
But Lego games have their own thing going where it's just like,
where
it's
you
like
can build shit. It's Minecraft. It's fucking Minecraft, alright?
But, you know, it's. I felt that way, and then once I played like some Lego game, I was like, "This is quite fun." But that was before they started taking over franchises. Yeah. I played like some old ass Lego game.
Yeah,
but it was still quite fun. Like I was like, "Oh, I'm driving in this Lego world." Oh, but now it's Lego Gotham City, Lego Indiana Jones.
There's Lego Marvel.
Lego Marvel, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there's
pretty much all of it.
Well, in fucking what's his face? well, in the Lego movie, you've got, well, it's mostly DC, I guess. Mm. We've got like Wonder Woman, Green Lantern, yeah. Superman. They're all in that. So loads of Justice League possibilities for Lego Batman.
Yeah.
I'm totally taking you to see that. Can you imagine if this podcast is still going in 2017?
I hope not.
I don't know. I don't think Gotham will be. Yeah. At this rate, Gotham halfway through one season just be like, sorry, we just had balloons. Like,
we've never said
we don't
that.
Really
we've,
have anything
we've
else.
Never said that. If this series gets cancelled, say at the end of season one, so does this podcast.
But I have something planned though for 2016.
Oh God.
You don't have to be in it.
Oh thank fuck for that. I'm joking.
You're very welcome. But Twin Peaks cast.
I've got to watch all the original
Yeah,
stuff
you have
first.
To. I even have a name for it, but I'm sure it's been taken.
I have so much homework.
I'm sure the title's been taken, but I'm going to break it now. Twin Speaks.
Oh.
Come on, this is the best name for a Twin Speaks podcast.
It should just be you then.
Twin Speaks.
It should just be you then.
It should be me and me doing David
Yeah, that's
Lynch.
What I was saying.
Yeah, okay.
It should be you talking to you.
But that's crazy, though. That's
Oh, that's crazy?
Yes.
That's crazy.
Yes.
Lynch. All right?
Yeah. Okay.
David Lynch. What does he do?
Crazy things.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
That could work, but that'd be exhausting for me. I'd rather just talk to you. But what if you don't like Twin Peaks, though? And you don't have anything
we'll
to
have
say.
To see. We'll have
I
to
don't
see.
Know. You can enjoy random David Lynch things, though.
Oh, yeah. Of course. Yeah. No, of course.
You should watch it. I'll lend you the series and you can watch it. Twin Speaks. You've heard it here first, but it probably won't happen. The Flash. I got to talk about The Flash.
Okay.
Because it's, you know, DC related.
Yeah. I'm not interested.
Come on.
I'll just switch off.
No. Because we're talking about, you know, DC series. And I watched the pilot episode for The Flash.
Yeah, I'm this. Not watching that series. Sorry.
I don't think you'll like it.
Yeah, I wonder why.
I'm telling you right now. It's very much in the vein of Smallville.
Yay, another thing I didn't like.
With more of, again, a bit more of a CSI feel to it, because he's like a...
Oh, he didn't have like a Dawson's Creek feel to it.
he's like an investigator, I guess. And whenever he like looks at the scene of the crime, there's like little words pop out saying it's like 3 miles from the, you know, like whatever.
It's Flash has never really interested me.
Not too, but...
It's too one-dimensional a power, you know, it's just...
Sure. Well, no, he's got, you know, several things he can do with it.
He can go fast.
He can go fast, that's one of them. But in this episode...
Yeah, he goes fast.
The reason why I would say that the pilot episode for The Flash is better than the pilot episode for Gotham. Yeah. Is
it's
that,
not that hard.
Is that it just shows you way more entertaining stuff.
Okay.
Like, you see The Flash run around the tornado.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, pretty impressive. You see The Flash run across a
city. So how does The Flash run in midair?
Run in midair?
Yeah, you said he ran around a tornado on the ground.
On the ground.
Oh, he didn't run literally.
No, he reversed the tornado by running around it on the ground.
Okay.
Yeah, and there's a guy in the middle.
Maybe. You know, that's like the logic of like Superman 3 or something. Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
Well, there's no logic in that movie. That movie sucks. But basically, the story is what happens in the first episode. His parents are, you know, abstractly killed. Like his mom, anyway.
With a painting?
No.
What the fuck? Abstractly killed.
Kind of.
You know?
Like, he's a little kid. He's at home. His parents are at home. And then he comes down, and there's like flashes of like weird shit in the living room.
They get abducted by rednecks.
I guess. No, wait. There's like
on a cow.
No.
Flying in the air.
There's like little like strobes of light which abduct the mother, I guess, or kill her. And the father's just like, go back, run. And that's, you know, Flash iconography. He runs away. And the father's framed for that murder. Well, they accuse him because there's no one else.
Yeah.
And the father's played by the Flash from the 90s, which is I'm very excited about.
Oh, that's sweet.
Come on.
It's sweet.
He was the Flash.
I know.
Anyway. But
do you want Adam West to be the butler?
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
He would be way better than this guy. but what else happens? There's a love triangle, which is piss.
Mm.
It's piss. There's this girl that, oh man, it's so cheesy. It's Smallville cheesy. he likes her, but she likes this obnoxious cop, and now, but she sees
does the
Flash
cop,
as a friend.
Does the cop like the Flash?
I think indifferent. I don't think they even like talk to each other the whole time.
How's it a triangle then?
Well, oh yeah, it's a triangle.
What's the connection between them two?
They work together.
Oh, they work together.
Yeah,
okay.
They all work together in a weird way. Okay. But she was claiming, oh, he's a douchebag. But then what happens is there's some science-y thing going on in some building. And there's an explosion, goes very wrong.
And then it becomes the Hulk.
No, well, maybe. Basically, there's some... It reverbs throughout the whole city. And some people start having these weird powers. And including the Flash.
It's heroes.
Kind of. And the Flash wakes up like 8 months later, so a lot of stuff has changed. And so it's going to be a Monster of the Week type of show.
Okay.
Where it's like, this week was Tornado Man, and then we'll see next week, which, okay, it's very cheesy and repetitive, but...
Next week it'll be River Man.
Yeah.
Or Flood Man.
Flood Man, yeah. It can't just be the elements all the time.
Yeah.
That'll be very lame.
Flood Man, Tree Man.
But the...
Flower Man, Bird Man. Oh, yeah.
So that sounds pretty bad. But I would say visually, at least.
Yeah.
It doesn't look cheap like Gotham does. It looks like they put some money into it, some effort.
Well, they've got quite a bit of money off of Arrow, haven't they?
Yeah. Yeah. I wasn't bored.
Who's the studio behind it? Or who's the publisher, sorry?
It's like CW or something. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
It's like a weird channel that I don't know about. But anyway, and Arrow is actually in it right at the end, acting very cool, but he's Arrow, come on.
I mean, again, cool. It's two heroes I don't really have much of an interest in because they have quite silly superpowers.
Yeah.
I can fire a bow really well. Yay.
But I think some of the characters are interesting in this show so far. And like the villain, who's not really a villain so far, he's like this guy. He's the guy who... started that science experiment that went wrong.
Oh.
And he found himself...
What a twist.
Yeah.
The villain created the hero instead of the hero creating the villain.
And he's helping the Flash as well. But at the end of the episode, something fucked up happens.
Yeah.
Like, he's been basically disabled because something fell on him, like, when the experiment went wrong. And he opens this, like, weird, like, liquid metal door.
Yeah.
Out of nowhere. It's not even set in the future. It's like a door parts open by itself. And he walks in this room. Like, he stands up and he walks in this room. And there's like a future newspaper, which is like 2024. And he's like, mwahaha. He doesn't laugh, but he looks at something.
I hope you were going to say like 2004.
Yeah. No. It's just 2020. Yeah. But basically, it's pretty awesome cliffhanger. It's like, first, you know, there's like...
Well, you can watch that.
It's like some magic room with a fucking
future. And we'll have to rename this podcast Flashamized.
Flashamized. That sucks.
Yeah.
What would be a good like podcast name for The Flash?
Fast.
No. No, just can't call it Fast. Fastcast?
Fastcast.
Fastcast, yeah.
Fastcast.
This still sucks. But anyway.
Fastcast, and it's only a minute long.
I recommend the pilot of The Flash, but it's very cheesy. But it kind of works for that character, and visually,
where's it based?
At least, it's Central City. It's what? I didn't make this up. It's called Central City.
I know. It's so stupid.
Yeah, sorry.
At least Gotham's a cool name.
Yeah. Central. It's at the middle. Anyway.
It's like Dragon Ball Z, where they had North City and South City. And
or
East
The Mask,
City.
Which had Edge City.
Edge City. Yeah, that's all right.
That sounded a bit cool.
Yeah.
Like Edge. Anyway, it's like the, you know, guitarist from U2.
Okay,
I don't know.
Wait, why are you bringing up that?
I guess he's got a city. I don't know.
Oh, dear.
People wear masks. Anyway.
Give me the riddle, boy.
Let's go to that bloody riddle.
Riddle me this, riddle me that. Who's afraid of the big black bat?
Riddle me this, Jamie.
Yep.
What
I'm
goes...
still proud of myself.
Yeah, I know. You guessed it last time. Yeah. I think you'll guess it this time as well, because it's as old as time itself.
We'll see. Is that the riddle?
Yeah. No. What goes up white and comes down yellow and white? Actually, I'll do it with the appropriate voice. What goes up white and comes down yellow and white?
Piss balls.
Yes. No, what? Answer properly, please.
Oh, dear. Lemon.
Lemon? A lemon goes up white?
No, it doesn't go up white.
No, it doesn't.
Goes up white and comes down yellow and white.
Yep. Oh, I didn't do the Riddler song. Titten, titten, titten,
titten, titten. You should do like Countdown. Dun, dun,
dun, boom. Yeah, God. Speaking of as old as time itself.
Yeah. Yeah, it really is.
God. All right, come on.
What goes up white and comes down the clouds.
They come down yellow and white?
Well, acid rain, you know. Acid rain's yellow, isn't it?
You're talking rubbish.
Oh, man. What goes up white? Aeroplane that's been through a piss cloud.
I'm telling you now, no. No.
What goes a shuttlecraft that's been to the moon?
Because
they get covered
think
in cheese.
Smaller.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, snooker! You know, you hit the white
up, my God.
And you hit the yellow, but you miss the yellow, so it comes back down. So it comes back down.
I've officially given up on you. Should I tell you?
Yeah, I got it.
An egg.
Only if it gets broken on the way up, you twit.
On the way down.
What do you mean on the way down? You mean when it hits the floor?
Yeah, what goes up white?
Yeah.
It's an egg.
Yeah.
It comes down yellow and white. Because it's broken on the floor.
It doesn't come down yellow and white. It's still white as it comes down. It doesn't make sense. It's yellow and white when it's on the floor.
We're talking about the trajectory.
Yeah.
The end
if
of
I
the
throw
trajectory.
An egg in the air
yeah,
and it doesn't hit the ceiling, it goes up white, comes down white, stays white, hits the ground, and is yellow
we're
and
not
white.
Talking hits the ground is the same as coming down in this
no,
area.
It's not.
It
no, it's not. Coming down is the downward trajectory.
No.
It's not. Once it hits, you know you've tried bullshit.
No,
your riddle sucks.
Going up, you have to think of the peak of that.
Yeah.
It's white.
Yeah.
Going down, you have to think of
it's
the peak
white.
Of that. It's fucking yellow and white because it's broken.
Once it's hit the ground, it's
floor.
No longer going down at
that's
that point.
That's its final destination.
Final destination.
It is. But you know which villain that
connects
is.
Final destination.
I don't remember that movie. I can.
I can't. I've never seen it.
I can.
God,
it's got
really?
Sean William Scott in it.
Has it?
Yeah.
Fuck no, I haven't seen any.
Which, you know, he was in loads of films. Including, God, this is going to be awkward, but okay. He was in, Sean William Scott was in a film called, I forgot my train of thought there for a second. I had it all planned out. Shit. Oh, yeah. He was in American Pie with Jason Biggs.
Yes.
Who was in a film called Anything Else, which is a Woody Allen film.
Wow.
With Christina Ricci.
Yeah.
Who was in Sleepy Hollow, directed by Tim Burton.
Oh.
Who directed Batman.
Oh, wow.
Somehow
done.
Linked Final Destination to Tim Burton.
Well done. I applaud you.
Thank
I do.
You very much. I can link anything to Tim Burton. That should be the new game.
That should be.
For Halloween, maybe.
Oh,
link this to Tim Burton.
All right, dude.
Yeah. I think
we
that's
should
it.
End it there.
So yeah, looking forward to more Gotham, I guess, because it can only be better than fucking the last episode. Anyway, thanks for listening, guys. We'll be back next time with more Gothamized. Actually, you've been Gothamized. I forgot to say that, but here it is.
Bye.
Balloons. Seriously, balloons.